Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're excited today. We've got Brother the Doug Raines family up. They're going to be singing Whosoever Will. I know it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. And then we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're still preaching on Exodus chapter number 20, commandment number 2. Hope it'll be a blessing as you listen.
Different paths, the stories we could tell. We've all walked some different roads, once bound for death and hell. But somewhere along the way, the gospel reached our ears, and the message that Christ came for all, the joy in place of fear. Whosoever will, take him at his word. Whosoever will, call upon the Lord. Whosoever will, come and kneel before the cross. Whosoever will may come. Strong can come to him, not just the mighty, but the weak and helpless can be cleansed. The small, the sick, the hurt, the sad can all be redeemed. He said, whosoever will may come, and that included me. Whosoever
say, he said, we serve that which we worship. And if our worship is faulty, our service will also be faulty. And those who are not faithful to worship at church will not be faithful in serving. Now that's something to think about, isn't it? How can you serve if you're not faithful to church? How in the world are you going to ever, well, preacher, we've got our own religion. You've got your own things. But it's not based upon what the Bible says. It's not coming out of what the Bible says. We can do anything we want to do. Did you know that? And you can be anything you want to be. That's true. We've been taught that, right? However, we cannot have the power of the touch of God without the Holy Ghost. And you're not going to get God's power and you're not going to get God's favor until you start doing things God's way. Amen. If you're doing things outside of God's will and outside of God's laws and outside of God's thing, you're going to find yourself in a mess. Amen. It's going to be tough for you to function. I've often wondered how that people could actually believe that these graven images are really going to do something for them. You ever thought that? But it all starts with this. People wanting something. Have you ever thought about that? It all begins by people wanting something. You know, I've often thought this. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it. If you want it bad enough, you'll figure out a way. If you have to work 10,000 jobs, if you want it bad enough, you'll get it. We got to be careful in our day because, man, I'm going to tell you something. I believe there's a lot of... The Bible says this in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 5. For this we know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Don't be sitting at the same table. Don't be a partaker with them. Don't you see, we've talked about the restrictions of this command. But number two, let's look at the refusal of this command. Is it not amazing how many people have rejected this simple truth? You say, preacher, that's not no big deal. We're doing it every day in our lives, and we don't even know we're doing it. Acts chapter number 17. Paul was at Athens, and he reminds us. He says, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him. And when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry, therefore disputed me in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him, certain philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him and said, and some said, what will this babbler say? Others, some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange little g gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Paul was hated in his day because he called out graven images. Paul was hated in his day because he was pointing to the cross, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and him being the number one, the only Son of God, right? He was looked at as by some as a babbler. But old preacher, I'm going to say, what's that got to do in our day? Well, I was invited one time to a marriage at a Catholic church. And I'm on, whatever your opinion is your opinion, right? But I believe biblically that the Catholic Church is a false religion. And the reason why that I believe that is because this is what I saw when I came in the building. That church is full of graven images all over the place. Every single time, now listen to what I'm saying. What I'm talking about is what I saw. I'm telling you what I saw with my own eyes. What I saw was Jesus on the cross of Calvary, a graven image. Some of y'all are already shaking your heads. Y'all been there. Y'all know that. And every time somebody would approach the stage, they'd stop for just a moment, and they would bow and give reverence, and they'd walk away. You say, preacher, that's not no bad thing. Well, Jesus is not on the cross anymore. Amen. Jesus is not to be hung on a wall. He's not to be displayed that way. No, Christ is the King of glory. Amen. And he's not on that cross anymore. You say, well, preacher, it's just for a remembrance. Thou shalt not. Graven images. It was carved by man, but yet we're giving that honor. Also, if you go over there, they had Mary in the corner, what they thought to be Mary. Now, that's, you understand, that's a man's version, right? That's man's version of Jesus on the cross. That's man's version of Mary. They've never seen him, right? They've never seen her. They give you an idea of what that is. And so they put Mary on a throne, basically. And they put her in a corner, and they'll come by every so often and they'll give reverence. Everything in there is ritualistic. What was intriguing to me was how that they would bow. They would bow before this image. That's exactly what this text says. They would bow before this image as they passed by the Lord Jesus. John Butler said that the Roman Catholic Church rejects the commandment, this specific commandment individually. He says in their churches are filled with all sorts of these graven images. He said, but sadly, it is creeping into our Baptist churches as well. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm talking about crucifixes without Christ on the cross. What I'm talking about, any type of symbol, anything that's been made by man is a graven image. It's just a reminder, preacher. We got to be careful not to worship things, amen. And little things end up becoming big things. We got to be so careful in our day. Did you know that the Roman Catholics also reject this commandment by their counting? I thought this was interesting. They count the Ten Commandments differently than the rest of us do. What they do is they combine the first and the second command into one, and they divide the last commandment about coveting into two. And by doing this, they're taking away the emphasis on the section that says no graven image. Well, they only emphasize the first commandment, that which is that we are to worship no other gods, have no other gods before me. So, like all false religions, they twist the scriptures to make it say what they want it to say. We were talking about it in the office this morning, Brother Sammy. We were talking about how that a long time ago, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but there was people who were absolutely murdered, martyred, and killed because they got a hold of the copy of the Word of God. Martin Luther, man, grabbed a hold of a copy of the Word of God and went and nailed 95 reasons why that the Catholic Church was wrong. He nailed it to the wall and walked out there, and it began the Reformation. You say, why, preacher? Well, I'm telling you, because they left the Bible and they didn't want to get in the hands of people. If you ever get the Bible in the hands of people and they actually read it, guess what? I'm going to tell you something. It'll change your life. Now, this is what I said. I'm here every Sunday going, praise God, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Why? Because we're wanting you to live according to this word. It's not my word. It's God's word. Amen. And if you're going to be successful in a Christian life, you've got to have it nailed down, friend. You got to know what you believe. Then let me give this second thought, or third thought, excuse me. The reward of this command. Look here. There seems to be a due reward given in this command. Look at verse 5. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Look at what it says right here. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generations of them that what? Hate me. Now, God's saying to us, if we break this law, there's going to be due reward that comes. We see, first of all, that we see the extent of this due reward. Notice this. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers. Fathers, right? But it's not just to the fathers. It's to their generations. It's to their offsprings. You say, well, preacher, what's the big deal about this? Well, maybe there's a lot of people that's been talking about this situation about, well, I thought that God was a God of love, and why would God send wrath upon somebody? Wait a minute, hold on. Let's back up a minute. God is a God of love. And that's exactly what God is saying. God is saying that man, God has distributed all of his love. God's given his grace. God's given his mercy. God created you. God gave you air to breathe and water to drink. God loves you. But in the text, what we're seeing is it's man does not love God. What you're seeing is man has turned away from God, and man decided to create something, a graven image, and now man has took something that was not was his abilities of fabrication, and now man has turned his love and his attention towards his thing. And you say, well, preacher, I thought the Bible said that God hated them and God was going to send a reward. Sure. But it's not because that God doesn't love man. It's because God loves man and man has turned his eyes away from God and man doesn't love God anymore. And so there's a reward that comes.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.